This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action. I'm Kent Blanford. What's in again, once again, for Jim Ganley. He's on another vacation.
Yeah, I think he's on a cruise.
We let him slip out once in a while.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, he works hard. He earns it. So we've got all kinds of great things going. We're going into fall.
Yeah.
Lots of color, lots of changes, those types of things. Unfortunately, the flowers are dying off. And so, you know, picking a bouquet this time of year is kind of difficult, but today we're going to talk about a whole different kind of bouquet.
Yes. Well, people often give flowers to a loved one, maybe to comfort them, you know, during a loss or for a celebration of a birthday or a new baby. But there's another kind of bouquet called a spiritual bouquet. And someone, our guest today, Kathy Switzel, is here via phone from Maryland to tell us about a spiritual bouquet ministry that she founded. So welcome to Faith in Action, Kathy.
Thank you very much.
And I'm going to have to practice your name, but I think I got kind of close to that, didn't I?
Sitzwall.
Okay.
Yes.
I will be practicing. Okay. Maybe I need a spiritual bouquet. Well, tell me, what is a spiritual bouquet?
A spiritual bouquet is simply a collection of spiritual acts, such as prayers and sacrifices, intended for the recipient of the spiritual bouquet. They can strengthen the person, offer hope for the person, or offer encouragement. And most people pray. Some people offer sacrifices.
Now, is this something that you came up with, or is this something that's been around in our church for a while? Do you know how this got started historically, or tell me about that.
Sure. I actually looked up the origin of spiritual bouquets. And the first known use of them, according to the online Merriam-Webster Dictionary, is in 1926 for the deceased.
Interesting.
Before looking that up, though, I had only heard of them, I suppose, about 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I have given mass cards before, but never considered that a spiritual bouquet. But, you know, I suppose it is. It's for the, you know, betterment of the person that died.
So now, have you always kind of been drawn to prayer or intercession? And how did you, maybe talk a little bit about yourself and how you got into, or what prompted you to start this spiritual bouquet ministry?
Sure. Well, I haven't always been drawn to prayer. There's a time as a young adult, you know, I questioned, well, why bother praying if God knows what you think, if he knows everything? But I have a strong background, a firm foundation as a cradle Catholic. So I've been involved in intercessory prayer my entire life. When I was young and my parents would say my bedtime prayers with me, I'd say, God bless Gom and Pop, God bless aunts and uncle, and, you know, go through, you know, my family. At church, you know, I've always gone to Mass. We pray for the Holy Father and for the church. So without giving it the name of intercessory prayer, it was the first form of prayer that I've ever known.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good point, you know, that, you know, really, I mean, as Catholics, we all are intercessory prayers, because think of just what we do at Mass, you know, just that.
Right.
And obviously, you know, bedtime prayers and then prayers outside of those regular prayer forms. So what prompted you to start this ministry?
Okay. The reason I started the ministry is because last year in 2018, when I was at Catholic Family Land in Ohio, I was deeply affected by the church scandals when I read about them one morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately started praying three things. What can I do to strengthen the church? What am I capable of doing, and what is your will for me, Lord? And the idea came to me, if I remember correctly, while I was still there at Catholic Family Land, that someone ought to organize spiritual bouquets for priests. But I didn't realize until after several visits to the Adoration Chapel after I got home that God wanted me to do this. The idea that someone ought to organize spiritual bouquets for priests kept getting louder until one day when I walked out of the chapel, I realized I'm that someone.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, you say, oh, someone needs to do this, and God's like, well, how about you, right? And that's kind of what happened.
Right. That is. It just kept getting louder and louder to me, and you know, finally I realized God's talking to me.
And I think a lot of people that visit the Adoration Chapel regularly do have kind of a sense of, you know, they have time to listen to God, and so they can really, you know, kind of have a sense of what they need to be doing, right?
That is a good place to listen to God, especially if you can find a quiet one, which they usually are, you know, because we hear God when we listen to God when it's quiet.
So we're talking with Kathy Sitzwell. She is the founder of the Spiritual Bouquet Ministry. She's calling, we're on the phone with her from Maryland. How did you happen to find Catholic radio? It's really interesting.
Well, I don't remember exactly. No, it was again at Catholic Family Land, except it was this August, this past August. And I met some people there who worked for Catholic radio in other states. And they gave me, kind of at the same time, as they said, why not contact Catholic radio stations? And I thought of the idea to promote the spiritual bouquets. And I went on EWTN's website, and they had a large list of Catholic radio stations. So I started going through them alphabetically, and I haven't even gotten to my home state yet.
Well, it's great. I mean, it's just wonderful how the Holy Spirit works and how we can really be connected and kind of help each other. So tell us a little bit about the mission then of what you're doing. What is your mission? What do you hope to accomplish through the Spiritual Bouquet Ministry?
Okay, I would say that the mission is just to fulfill the will of God. I guess that's what the purpose is, to fulfill, you know, what God wants me to do. The mission is to support priests, deacons, and seminarians, and I've been thinking more along the lines, also it can be informative and educate people. You know, as I send out the prayer requests, I send out other information as well.
Okay, but so, go ahead.
It's mostly to support the priests, deacons, and seminarians.
And they certainly need that because, you know, of the ones that, you know, that scandal has happened, you know, some of those priests are gone and dead. And not that, you know, we're still left with the scandal, but there are many, many holy priests that have kind of been stuck. You know, they've got a collar and, you know, people look at them and think, well, you know, with questions in their, you know, I guess questions like, is this person a holy person? So our priests definitely need, our priests, deacons, and seminarians definitely need our support. So tell us logistically, how does this work in terms of how do you get names or, you know, how do, you know, can anybody suggest a prayer? Give us the logistics of how you're working the ministry.
Sure. Three times a month, on the 10th, 20th, and 30th of the month, I send an email to a large group of people requesting prayers for that particular priest, deacon, or seminarian. And when I say priest, I include bishops and cardinals. And in that email, I say a little something about the person, at the very least, where he is assigned. Those who wish to contribute to that spiritual bouquet reply to that email with their spiritual offering. I compile a list of the offerings and email it to the recipient, usually 10 days after the original request for prayers is sent. And the 10-day period allows time for people to pray a novena if they choose to do that. Finding recipients for the spiritual bouquets has never been a problem.
A lot of people need prayers, right?
Yes. I started with the Archbishop of Baltimore and the auxiliary bishops, and pulled names out of the National Catholic Register, the EWTN articles, and Baltimore's Archdiocesan magazine, the Catholic Review.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, priests that I know have, you know, met through the years or had at my parishes. And I've also taken requests from other people and have even asked a priest for some names if he recommended anyone. And then there's also the National Catholic Directory, if I have a loss for names. Mm-hmm. That is a very large directory, and the odds of my getting through that entire book are not in my favor.
So so how do you go about selecting, can people, request a certain priest or bishop or deacon or seminarian to be prayed for, or do you have a certain process of how you figure out who you think needs prayer?
Yes, they can request names of who receives them.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you look for people that are maybe under attack, or that you see in the news that seem that are under attack, or how do you go about selecting those people?
When I read articles and there's someone under attack, I will pull that name. Names have been requested to me of people, seminarian early on was under attack, so we sent something to him. During the winter, we were praying for a lot of priests. One donated an organ to a parishioner. Some were really sick, so we were praying for a lot of unhealthy priests at the time.
So I want to ask you this. What's involved, what is contained in, can you give me some examples of what's contained in a spiritual bouquet?
Sure.
Yeah.
The actual bouquet itself, mm-hmm, that I send to the priest begins with a prayer, a little poem. I said a prayer for you today. I know God must have heard. There's a couple other lines to it. And then I have a list. This last one that I put together had 70 contributors.
Wow, that's a lot.
That did grow. That was a lot. And they, it will say, like Kathy Sitzwall will pray the rosary for you. And I have everyone's name and what their intention is. And some people add their own prayers, handwritten prayers that I will include in the bouquet, or words of, good wishes to the priest, and I include those. The request for prayers that I send out to the prayer warriors, after the introduction of who the priest is, I have a quote about the church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, our Lord, from a song. And then there's a quote from Father Gerald Fitzgerald that talks about strengthening the priest.
And that's got to be really, really encouraging for the priest or the bishop or deacon or seminarian who gets that. In fact, we got to take a quick break. We're up against a break, and we'll come back and we'll learn more about the spiritual bouquet ministry when we return with more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Listening to this radio was really like the jump start of me getting to know Jesus.
This is a station that led me to Christ.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Besides going to Mass every Sunday, we are all encouraged to spend some time with our Lord each week, to shut out distractions, present our prayers to God, and then just listen. In today's hectic world, that sounds impossible, doesn't it? Well, chances are, there's an adoration chapel in a Catholic church not far from where you live. A place where you can spend an hour or just a few minutes in the real presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. In a quiet, peaceful atmosphere where you can really talk to Jesus. And more importantly, He can talk to you. Many chapels are open 24 hours a day. Here are some of the places you'll find adoration chapels. At Our Lady of Mount Carmel, St. Alphonsus in Zionsville, St. Louis de Montfort in Fishers, and St. Maria Goretti in Westfield. Why don't you stop by soon? Jesus is there, and He's waiting to talk to you.
tired of spinning your wheels? We have the right equipment to help you get the traction you need for your spiritual journey. Roadside Assistance, daily. Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Eyre Kent. Blanford's in the studio with me, as well as our guest via phone, Kathy Sitzwell. She is the founder of the Spiritual Bouquet Ministry, which she just felt like the Holy Spirit was calling her to start when she was in adoration. And God bless you, Kathy, for being obedient and just going for it. I mean, that's awesome. I mean, that's what we're all supposed to be doing here. So I want to ask you, why is intercessory prayer important for both the intercessor or prayer and the person in need of prayer? Why is it important?
Okay, I think intercessory prayer is important for the intercessors because it gives them a chance to own their faith.
Right.
We're all called to be missionary disciples by our baptism, and intercessory prayer is important for the person in need of prayer because God hears our prayers. He may not answer all your prayers how you would like him to answer them, but he does a pretty good job at answering the ones that put you on the path he wants you on. God knows what you want, but he wants you to ask him because he wants a relationship with us. And intercessory prayer works. I could give you two recent examples. I homeschool my children and had a really difficult time getting motivated this past summer to organize us for the current school year.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of August, I was in the Adoration Chapel and literally sent up prayers. I said I'm praying to all the angels, to all the saints, to the Holy Spirit, and to the Blessed Mother, who's our best intercessor, to ask Jesus to get me motivated to clean the house and get organized.
Mm-hmm.
I came home, and I'll tell you, for the first time in 3 months, I pick up a paper, and I know what to do with it. I was on a roll walking from room to room, cleaning up and getting organized. And after about 45 minutes, I paused and I thanked God because I realized I had prayed for that to happen. It really wasn't on my mind that I had prayed about it. It just, all fell into place. And it felt great. About a week after that, the night before school started, I requested prayers from my Regnum Christi group for a peaceful and successful school year for my family, because the entire first half of last year was not very peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
I was ready to throw in the towel and, just give it all up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks to God, this year has been going amazingly well, and I really feel foolish for not requesting those prayers in the past because they were answered immediately.
You know, God's right there for us, if we just ask. And I think something that you bring up that, we are kind of the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ, and some people have the gift of intercessory prayer, people have different gifts and talents, and that's one thing that some people have been maybe tasked with or gifted with. And people have so much time. It's like if you think about how many hours you have in the day, it's not that hard to, pray a decade of the rosary or to offer up some suffering that maybe you already have going on in your life for something else. I would like you to talk a little bit about the idea of suffering and how that is added to the spiritual bouquets. Can you explain that or talk about that or how you came up with something like that you wanted to add in those bouquets?
Sure. I include this in the request for prayers that the prayer warriors see. And this story comes from one of the consecrated men at Catholic Family Land. When Jerome Conacher, the founder of Catholic Family Land, met Mother Teresa shortly after founding the apostolate for family consecration,
mm-hmm.
he asked her what was the one most important thing he could do to assure the success of the newly founded family apostolate. Without batting an eye, Mother Teresa told him to find himself a second self. That is, find someone who is physically suffering and ask that person to offer their sufferings for the success of the apostolic work and ask each of your members to do likewise. This was the power behind Mother Teresa. She harnessed the value of suffering. Each missionary of charity had at least one person suffering for them and their service to the poorest of the poor. She gave people a purpose for their lives by getting them to channel their sufferings for good. and I ask it in email when I'm requesting prayers, will you please be my second self and offer your sufferings for the success of the spiritual bouquets? And could you ask someone who is suffering to offer their sufferings for the success of the ministry? And the person who told me the story added, wouldn't it be powerful if all priests had at least one person offering their sufferings for them? And
wow.
I got that out there. And
as we know, Catholic Family Land has really been successful over the years, you know, and the apostolate that they've started. So that's a really good example of how, you know, and obviously Mother Teresa's order is obviously very successful as well.
And I got that message out there, and the ministry didn't expand right away, but I was coming up with all these ideas of things I could do to expand it if I only had the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're homeschooling, so it's, you know, it's great that you are, you know, using your gifts and talents to encourage people to be a part of this. Now, how many spiritual warfare or spiritual intercessors do you have involved at this point? And how do people get connected to you if they were interested in becoming one?
Okay. Right now, the ones that contribute, I'd say I have about 70.
That's a lot.
About 75% of those are regular contributors.
Mm-hmm.
With everyone. And then other people email me. I developed a website recently, and it's www.spiritualbouquetministry.weebly.com. The Weebly makes it free. I enjoy dabbling with the website and learning how it works, so that will change from time to time. The email address, which is frequently seen on the webpage, is spiritualbouquetministry@gmail.com.
I'm sure that you have gotten a lot of testimony or reaction from people that have gotten these bouquets. I mean, what kind of reaction have maybe priests, have you gotten responses from people that have received these bouquets in terms of how it made them feel? What kind of reactions have you had? Have you heard, gotten some feedback?
Well, I have gotten some really, really kind words of gratitude from some of the recipients that I have forwarded onto the prayer warriors whenever I, you know, hear from a priest or seminarian or deacon. But I don't expect to get many responses from them. They've got enough to do.
Right.
The surprise has really been from the people doing the praying. So many have thanked me or are constantly thanking me for organizing the spiritual bouquets. And I really didn't expect that kind of reaction, you know, from people.
So what kind of person are you looking for to be a part of this in terms of, you know, like a time commitment, or what can people do if they want to, be a part of this? Who are you looking for? Who can do this with you?
Sure. Absolutely. Anyone can contribute to the spiritual bouquets. Anyone, if they want to offer a prayer, you know, that's great. You can make it a quick Hail Mary, Glory Be, you know, whatever you want to pray, for the intention of the recipient. I get a lot of rosaries, but it certainly doesn't have to be lengthy like that. And something that's increasingly popular is a three Hail Mary novena. It takes less than a minute a day, and people have been offering those. But I will tell you right here that I was called to strengthen the Catholic Church, so there won't be any recipients of other affiliations, but everyone can pray for our leaders, though.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's a good thing, and we like to, you know, we do have Catholics, we do have non-Catholics obviously listening to Catholic radio. That's how people convert to Catholicism, right, Kent? It happens. But for those people so anybody can participate, right?
Yes, anybody can participate, yes.
And again, if you could go ahead and give us the email and webpage again so that people that want to participate in the Spiritual Bouquet Ministry, they can.
Sure, thanks. It would be great to increase the number of participants. The website is www.spiritualbouquetministry.weebly.com. And the
and they can email you too. Go ahead.
Is spiritualbouquetministry@gmail.com.
Well, Kathy, you have really given us a lot to think about, and really anybody in the United States and pretty much anyone globally that has a computer can certainly participate in this, and it doesn't have to take a lot of time or really a tremendous effort. Everyone can give a little bit to this type of a ministry. So what has it been for you? What's it been like for you to be a part of this?
What has it been? It's so rewarding to know that I'm doing what God wants me to do. I'm just so I'm at a loss for words. Sure, that He wants me to be doing this, and that feels good.
And there's a certain peace and joy in doing God's will, and just there you were, just in adoration, and you got this idea, and you felt like you needed to act on it, and you have 70 people regularly participating in this, and now you've got a web page, right?
That's right. I mean, it's great to be able to do something to strengthen the leaders and the future leaders of our church, because the church should be at the center of our lives, and we want good leadership to guide us, right?
And it's our job to support them as they support us, right?
That's true.
Well, our guest today has been Kathy Sitzwell. She is the founder of the Spiritual Bouquet Ministry out there in Maryland, Indiana, or not Maryland, Indiana, Maryland. So thank you so much, Kathy, for being our guest today. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.